Well, good morning, everyone. Today is Sunday morning. It is July 3rd, 2022. Hope everyone's doing really well. Got a little bit of overcast here in Santa Clara, California. Once again, this is Gary with the Idea Connect Network here in Santa Clara. A little bit overcast. Looks like we might even be getting a little bit of drizzle. But anyway, let's take a look at some of the late-breaking news. There's been so much happening in the last 48 hours on non-fungible tokens, and I really see the wave starting. I think we've bottomed out, and I think the wave is really, really starting to pick up. So let's have a look at some of the NFT news. Okay. That is very interesting. Before we do that, let's go ahead and take a look at, very basic, once again, let's review what a non-fungible token is, for my own benefit and for the benefit of the others. A non-fungible token is a financial security consisting of digital data stored in a blockchain, a form of distributed ledger. The ownership of an NFT is recorded in the blockchain and can be transferred by the owner, allowing NFTs to be sold or traded. Okay, that's just kind of a quick overview of what an NFT is for my, once again, for my benefit and for the benefit of others. Let's take a look at some late breaking news. Okay, this came in a biological generative art from Agorio Music. You probably saw that. This came in from Paris. I put him in front of France 24 news. So, he's kind of getting out there in Paris. What is it? Let me answer the question. What am I absolutely captivated by? This is a biological generative art NFT, apparently, that this gentleman's doing in France. You can follow him on Twitter at Agoria Music, all lowercase, at Agoria Music. Okay, check that. Or just click my tweet at ideaconnect2 at twitter.com. It's got a picture of a really cool biological cell or something that he saw under the microscope. Yeah, you can click that and see that. Okay, I gave him a little bit of a thing. Okay, we got a little shout out for Grew, GROU Book GB in the UK from Nottingham, England. Quick shout out to them. They've developed a venue discovery and booking platform that allows others to explore, like, and reorder locations. Grew Book, GROU Book, is headquartered in Nottingham, England. You can find them online at www.groubook.co.uk. Or just click my tweet there on ideaconnect2 at twitter.com. Okay, this just came out. This came in from New York. We've got two hotels now. The first one was in San Francisco, was the Soho, and now we've got one in Los Angeles and Hollywood that opened up for NFT hotels. Now I've got a third one. This just was sent to me from New York. The NoHo Soho Motel launches the nation's first NFT hotel. The NoMo Soho and its ownership, the global real estate and investment firm SAPIR Corporation Limited. So quick shout out to the SAPIR Corporation and in New York and everyone at the NoMo Soho Hotel in beautiful New York. So take a look at that click, and a quick shout out and thank you to them once again for keeping NFTs into the mainstream in 2022 and beyond. We'll try to give them some more press as well, and I'll try to get an interview from someone there. This came from Peter Evans from New York. You can follow him on Twitter at lowercase P-E-V-A-N, lowercase P-E-V-A-N-S, underscore C. Very interesting. Okay, Meta. This just came in. I put it in front of Randy Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg's sister, the Meta newsroom and the Business Insider who sent the story. Meta, which is the old Facebook, starts testing NFTs as Facebook posts as part of Mark Zuckerberg's Metaverse quest. So quick shout out to everyone at Meta and Mark Zuckerberg as well. Thank you for embracing NFTs and really helping to bring them into the mainstream in 2022 and beyond. Thanks, Mark. Facebook is right up close to me. I'm in Santa Clara, so they're only just a few miles. That would be west of me in Mountain View, California. Yeah, very interesting. Actually, it's north. It'd be north. Okay, NFT coins you can't afford to miss. Decentraland, Mana, Sandbox Sand, and Mushi Token XMU. So keep an eye on those. I found this on www.analyticsinsight.net. So go ahead and click that tweet and follow them as well. Some exciting things happening there with crypto. Okay, my little tweet is Sunday morning. Let's create another 10,000 NFTs. Hey, here's a huge, huge one. Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber, Eminem, and Snoop Dogg are all getting into NFTs. A quick shout out to Justin, Eminem, and Snoop for doing this. And thank you so much for embracing NFTs and really helping to bring them into the mainstream. This actually came to me from Geo.tv, which, believe it or not, is in Pakistan. Oh my gosh, we're really, really getting out there now. Once again, I'm trying to grow my network worldwide, and I'm growing very, very fast. And a quick shout out to everyone at GeoTV in Pakistan. They're a huge, huge, I think they're the largest news service in Pakistan. But thank you for giving me this news that they're all embracing NFTs and really helping to bring them into the mainstream. So thank you, Justin, Eminem, and also Snoop Dogg. Go ahead and click that tweet. It's got Justin holding, he's got quite a few tattoos on his arms and a pearl necklace. And he's holding a microphone and his hat is on backwards. And he's on my Twitter site at ideaconnect2 at twitter.com. Just click the tweet and you'll see that. Or you can actually probably find him on GeoTV too. So you can go to www.geotv, GeoTV, and find him there as well. That is great, great news. Okay, let's see what else is coming out here news-wise. Let's see. Then we got some really cool Twitch stuff that came in. Be our guest for the newest episode of Twitch Patch Notes, where we'll be talking the upcoming features, experimental projects, Prime Day deals, and much more. Go ahead and catch that on Twitch TV at www.twitch.tv. You're doing some really exciting streaming stuff there. Thank you, Twitch. Twitch Rivals also, oh my gosh, they got some really cute characters called Fall Guys, the Showdown in Latin America. Estamos en vivo, Fall Guys Showdown, LATAM, La Cuenta Regresiva Finalizó. Es hora de streamear juntos de este evento. So you want to check that out at Twitch Latin America. You can go to follow them at Twitch at capital T W I T C H capital L lowercase ATAM. There's a Twitch Latin America. They're really growing fast, and Twitch is doing some wonderful things, and they're going very fast around the world as well. And they're really getting the video game streaming games out. The kids just love them. The kid just can't put them down. I couldn't put them down as myself. Oh my gosh, those characters are so funny. You got to see this. The Twitch Rivals, they're dancing around there with all the colorful, falling up and down stairs, rolling around, going through rings. Oh my gosh, there's a beach ball that he just hit. Some really exciting stuff. So click that link at my Idea Connect 2 at twitter.com. You'll see that Twitch Latin America. They're having some wonderful fun down there. Oh, there's my little quick shout out to Geo News underscore English. So it's Geo News inside of Pakistan. As Geo TV provides latest news, breaking news, Urdu news, URDU news from Pakistan, world sports, cricket, business, politics, health, and watch Geo News. So quick shout out to everyone at Geo News in Pakistan for giving me that news on Justin Bieber and NFTs. Wishing all of you a great, great time back there in Pakistan. Okay, Geek Time. This comes to us. Web 3.0 is growing, and it's people like Ben Covalis. Let me grab a quick take a water here. Web 3.0 is growing, and it's people like Ben Covalis, co-founder and CMO of Ipo Labs by Art AI, who are at the forefront. Click that tweet at ideaconnect2 at twitter.com and you'll just see the story. Ben Covalis, CMO and co-founder of Art AI, Ipo Labs. Thank you, Ben, for embracing NFTs and really helping to bring them into the mainstream. DraftKings is in the front page again. DraftKings 2022 Rainmakers Football Collection. We all know that football is just around the corner. Very exciting NFL team. I think they're already reporting for practice very, very soon. DraftKings 2022 Rainmakers Football Collection and Player Card NFT. Learn more about DraftKings' upcoming Rainmakers Football Collection and Player Card NFTs. So go ahead and click that. You can read about it at www.dknation.draftkings.com. Once again, www.dknation.draftkings.com. It's really exciting. Or just click my tweet. Oh, big one coming in. Coca-Cola is embracing NFTs. Quick shout out and thank you to everyone at Coca-Cola. This was just released on EthereumWorldNews.com. Coca-Cola to release a Pride Series NFT collection on Polygon, Matic, M-A-T-I-C. So a quick shout out to everyone at Coca-Cola for really embracing NFTs and helping to keep them into the mainstream in 2022 and beyond. Let's go ahead and read what it says. This is Coca-Cola, the world-renowned beverage company of Coca-Cola, has announced that it will be launching a Pride Series NFT collection. Yay! Fantastic news. Thank you so much for embracing NFTs, Coca-Cola, and we will be following you from now on. Thank you so much. Oh, very, very big artist just came out. He was posted on OpenSea. His name is, this was from Procreate, Capital Procreate, but it's TD capital. He's out on Twitter at capital T, capital D, lowercase E-S-H-I-Y. And he's got an incredible art thing called Scream, which is really, really taken off. And OpenSea put him on their pinned tweet, so that he's really getting out there. So I'm trying to get an interview with TD Deshi. So if you're listening to me, TD, I want to schedule something for Monday. We're booking up really fast, but I want to put something together for next week so I can share your insight on NFTs with my followers around the globe. Thank you so much for doing that, and thank you for really embracing NFTs and bringing them into the mainstream. Okay, let's see. Yeah, let's go to the next is NFT giveaway. This comes from Obey Rossos. Capital. He's on Twitter at capital O, lowercase B E Y, capital R, lowercase A Z O S, and he's got some really cool thing called Bang NFT. So he's got some really cool pictures. Yeah, you'll see the click. Just click the tweet at IdeaConnect2 at twitter.com. It's got a guy with a couple of horns and someone with a blue hat. So click that tweet and you'll get that story. Oh, Procreate. This is a really cool graphics editor. I want to mention to everyone. They come from Australia. They come from at Procreate, at capital P, Procreate. So it's like at Procreate, but it's capital P. ABC Australia, I put them in front of. Introducing the startup team at Procreate. Procreate is a raster graphics editor app for digital painting developed and published by Savage Interactive for iOS and iPadOS. So this is looks like this is going to be available for the Apple as well. So this is something you want to pay attention to. And I think it has a usage for if you're creating an NFT as well. If you're from Procreate, I'd like to get an interview with you too next week if you've got one. I know we're in a different time zone, but that would be awesome. Awesome to do that. Oh, it's got a really cool picture. Oh, no, this comes from Nettie Bella. She's an artist, and she did some really, really cool art. So quick shout out to Nettie Bella, capital N, lowercase E-T-T-I-E, capital B-E-L-L-A. She's got a really, really cool graphic she's doing. She's got a video, actually, how she's creating the NFT by what looks like spraying. And it's very, very colorful. So click that tweet on my IdeaConnect2 at twitter.com and you'll see what Nettie Bella is doing. Thank you, Nettie. Really appreciate it, what you're doing for NFTs. Wonderful news. And we gave you a nice little tweet there, too. It is so cool. Okay, PSG star Kylian Mbappé backs NFT fantasy football platform So Rare. PSG star Kylian Mbappé backs NFT fantasy football platform So Rare. So Paris Saint-Germain player Kylian Mbappé has joined the NFT-based fantasy football platform and So Rare as an investor and global ambassador. So thank you so much for embracing those NFTs, Kylian. Really, really appreciate that. NFTs on Facebook, the time has finally come. NFTs on Facebook, NFTs are now available on Facebook, aka Meta, after months of anticipation in the Web3 community for their introduction. So keep an eye on that. That's wonderful news coming out from Facebook. Quick shout out to everyone from to Mark Zuckerberg and team and everyone at Facebook, or now Meta, for embracing NFTs and really helping to keep them in the mainstream in 2021 and beyond. Okay, NFT NYC was the top NFT event of 2022. Here's what you missed. Go ahead and click that. This year's edition of NFT NYC was one for the books. Here are some of the highlights from the biggest NFT event in the world. So you want to click that. And a quick shout out to everyone at NFT NYC. You guys are doing great. There were several guys, Wing Dude, Cameron, and Nandy3R. I want to thank all three. I know you guys worked really, really, really hard on this NFT NYC convention. And I think it was a huge, huge success. And thank you for promoting NFTs and really helping to keep them in the mainstream. Okay, BBC, this comes out of the England, if you can believe that. Quick shout out to all my friends in England. NFT market prediction says it will be worth 84 billion euros by 2028. Wonderful news, and I put that in front of the BBC, the Wall Street Journal, and the London Times. An NFT market prediction by a global research company suggests that the industry will continue to grow over the next 5 years. Yay! I couldn't be happier. This just made my day. Fantastic news on the NFT and the growth in the next 5 years. I think we're just starting, and it's just goes to show you that NFTs are becoming the next big thing, or what John Doerr likes to say at Kleiner Perkins, TNBT, the next big thing. Okay, the world needs Samkai, but the world does not know it yet. That came out on a tweet. You can check that on my Twitter feed. Okay, DeSci, what is it and why should anyone care? Decentralized Science, or DeSci, is a Web3 movement that aims to revolutionize scientific research, publication, and funding. So keep an eye on that. That just came in from NFT Evening. You can read this full story at www.nftevening.com. Generative art NFTs. What on earth are they? Oh my goodness. All you need to know about generative and NFT art, the top selling NFT projects in this category, where to buy them, and much more. Go ahead and click that tweet. You can see that at ideaconnect2 at twitter.com, and you'll get some really exciting news about generative NFT art, which is really cool. Oh, once again, you can read that story at www.nftevening.com. Moon runners are making the break. Oh my gosh, these are becoming very, very, very viral. Moon runners NFT, what's it all about? Moonrunners is a collection of 10,000 handcrafted PFP NFTs that offers no roadmap or Discord, with a promise to order deliver. Moonrunners, they're cute little things. You got to check these out. Just go ahead and click my tweet at ideaconnect2 at twitter.com, and you'll see what they're doing. Or you can read more about them at www.nftevening.com. Okay, LAL Art Advisory's Fanny Lukabe at the Crux of Art and Tech. NFT Evening sat down with LAL Art Advisory Fanny Lukabe to better understand the paradigm shift happening in the art world. So this is a really cool article. Read about it at www.nftevening.com. Oh, this came out from Moonrunners, too. Moonrunners have the best community. Ahoo! And it's got a picture of a guy holding up a cardboard sign. Very, very effective picture. You'll see that on my Twitter site at ideaconnect2 at twitter.com. Really cool. Okay, this comes to us from NFT Evening as well. Coolman's Universe, Danny Casale, C-A-S-A-L-E, highlighting the beauty of Web3 communities. NFT Evening interviewed Coolman's Universe team, who talks about how it's spreading some much-needed positivity through the community. So quick shout-out to everyone at Coolman's Universe, and thank you so much for supporting NFTs and really helping to keep them in the mainstream in 2022 and beyond. Thank you so much. Doodles 2, the big, big, big one. They were at NFT NYC, and they were just getting loud screams. Doodles 2 is coming out. I know they announced it there. Everything about the new Doodles collection. From duplicators to Genesis boxes, here's everything you need to know about the upcoming Doodles 2 NFT collection. Very, very interesting. Read about this at IdeaConnect2 at twitter.com, or you can go to www.nftevening.com. But pay attention to Doodles 2. These guys are doing some wonderful things, and I'm going to try to get an interview with someone from Doodles. Doodles, if there's anyone out there from Doodles, please DM me directly at IdeaConnect2 at twitter.com. I want to get a quick interview with you. It'll be remote podcast on Anchor, and let's get it out to everyone around the globe on NFTs, because what you're doing is wonderful. Okay, well, once again, you can read about that at www.nftevening.com. Okay, Cyber Brokers NFT, everything to know. Here's everything you need to know about the exciting post-apocalyptic world of Cyber Brokers NFT collection. Read about it at www.nftevening.com, or just go ahead and click on my tweet. Solana-based Chainers announced whitelist ahead of NFT launch onto Solana. So once again, launched in 2022, Chainers is a Solana-based blockchain platform that aims to bring together blockchain gaming, NFTs, and the metaverse. Twitch, are you paying attention? This is really, really growing fast. So quick shout out and thank you to everyone at Solana for doing that and really helping to keep NFTs in the mainstream in 2022 and beyond. Okay, Diversity Dolls, NFTs celebrate beauty and education in all forms. Wonderful news. Diversity Dolls is a hand-drawn NFT collection of 10,000 collectibles that celebrate human diversity in all of its forms. You can read about this at www.nftevening.com. Okay, T. Desley, you are a gifted NFT. I'm trying to get an interview with him. You got to check out his art, Scream art. He's doing some wonderful things on Scream with NFTs. So I'm going to try to get an interview with him. So thank you so much. And thank you to the group at OpenSea. You guys are doing great. And I want to just do a quick shout out and thank you to the OpenSea team. You can find them at OpenSea on Twitter. Of course, they're the 800-pound gorilla for NFTs on Twitter. And industry-wide as well. I just want to thank you for what you guys are doing. I know we're going through a lot. I think you guys are doing great. Please hang in there. I would love eventually to get an interview with a representative from OpenSea to maybe give me some insight on things that are happening, on late-breaking news, and where you guys are headed. But I'll try to get tweets out when I see them on your Twitter site. And thank you so much, OpenSea, for embracing NFTs and really helping to bring them into the mainstream in 2022 and beyond. Okay, podcast. Latvia, I've got podcast on Podium. Quick shout out and thank you to them. You can actually, if you miss any of these podcasts, you can go to www.entrepreneur.onpodium.com and you can click that. And my podcast should come up. You should be able to get every one of them that I've done. So it's just wonderful what they're doing. So thank you very much. And I guess that pretty much wraps it up. We had quite a bit today. Once again, if you have an idea, please, please, please send me your pitch deck and your white paper to Gary Kohlgraff. That's GaryKohlgraff at gmail.com. And I'll try to qualify you for a Globalcast OS6 broadcast. I'm booking up so fast. I've got about 17 now in the queue. So please, please get it to me before we get into the summer months so I can get you out there with a broadcast. And what I do is I do a simple Google document, and then I send it out to my network of over 5,000 investors and try to get you angel and seed capital, but I can also get series A, B, C, D, E, and F. Once again, full disclosure, I do charge $1,250, so please be aware of that. And I cannot take percentages of funds that you gain or equity in your startup, just to a conflict of interest issue I've got with my IdeaConnect2 at twitter.com. So please be aware of that. Hope everyone has a fantastic Sunday. I'm going to be heading out here in a little while, so hopefully we can get out and get some fresh air. Be sure to say hi to someone and try to create some NFTs today. This is Gary with the IdeaConnect Network for Sunday, July 3rd, 2022, wishing everyone a wonderful day. Bye now.